It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who are better than a pot of gold at the end of the... Who's writing this crap? I'm not reading it.
You're under contract, sir. You must finish this intro.
It's Patch and Switch.
There we go.
Yeah, there's something really wrong.
It's really, I'm watching the live stream right there.
Yeah.
And our audio guy had completely some other random thing on the screen. He's flipping back and forth.
Was it him? Was he trying to show off his shirt?
No. I was, no.
Hang on. I have to adjust the audio again. Talk.
What?
Talk. What's okay, again?
So as I said, the Patch and Switch handle tweeted off early this morning. It's like, okay, so it's 8:30. We must have to start our audio troubleshooting today. Or to meet our SLA of trying to start this thing at on time at 9 o'clock Pacific time. Is it daytime? Is it PST or PDT now?
It's PDT.
It's PDT.
Yes,
PDT.
But the rest of the world. Well, sorry, everybody but North America is in Pacific time. That sounds better, right?
Is in Pacific
it
time.
Much
sorry, is in regular time. Not
in Microsoft demos. The entire world is in Pacific time. But have you ever seen a Microsoft demo before?
I'm done. Everybody's in standard time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There we go. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Is that better?
All right.
Better one, better two.
Better one, better,
better
two.
Better one, better two.
I think we're there.
It's a battle.
I think we're there. So if we had the money, we would actually buy our own equipment and build our own studio and freaking lock the door. But
no,
for some reason,
good.
There's this other
it's
show
good.
That comes in on Wednesday that literally does like a Skype call or something like that,
yeah.
And they always
use
everything up.
No, they don't. It's just we have to figure out how to make it work between both shows.
Like we need to take a picture of the board and then send it to them and say, listen.
Please return it. No, I
MF-er.
Or we return it to their setup.
Why would we do that?
Oh, we could be good
We
citizens.
Were here first. We're here first and we're here last. Right? Like we are the only ones that use the studio after them on Fridays.
Well, the thing is, I think they do their show weekly, and we only do ours every fortnight. So anyway.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
And it is St. Patrick's Day.
It is. Happy St.
Patty's
Day.
Celebrate St.
Patty's
Day.
And also.
You know what date is?
It's Jane Fair's birthday.
Jane Fair's birthday.
It is.
And it's also the day before my twin's birthday.
Oh, it is.
It is.
That's right, because you have to have kids around holidays.
Always have kids around holidays.
Is that a requirement in your family?
I think it's going to be a bigger issue when they actually become legal drinking age.
Ooh.
It gives them an excuse to go out and party the day before.
St. Patty's weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. So,
oh, boy.
It's fun. But yeah, happy birthday.
Fairbrit.
Fairbrit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's listening to us or she's in the chat room.
She's in the chat room, as is Cloud in the Alps.
Oh, nice.
Who is a new listener I don't recall ever seeing. Claudia's here. Hello, Claudia. Kowski, One Wise Geek. Vizio MVP is in the house. Under an alias. I believe he's in the MVP Witness Protection Program. Kelvin Hoyle's here, as is Enspezito, Desired by Life is here. AZ Growler Guy is here. So big hello to AZ Growler Guy. And of course, J-Shock, angrier than ever this morning.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's very representative.
Well, the problem is that the show title actually has the word shenanigans.
In it,
and he doesn't want to hear the word shenanigans.
I don't understand.
If I hear the word shenanigans one more time.
Is there some kind of meme about this? You don't like shenanigans?
I don't know what shenanigans is an issue, I guess.
We've got to show him Super Troopers.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to hear shenanigans again.
I don't know what that means. You know what? I have a conference call that's going on right now.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm not on it. And I already got assigned two different action items.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Microsoft Teams.
I love that. I love it.
Teams. What a great experience.
Yes.
I don't actually have a problem with it. We're working several things on Teams.
I absolutely love it.
Support is actually really cool. Their escalation, things that go to their escalation engineers are through Teams chat. It's actually kind of cool. I like to sit. It's a great place to sit and observe because you can kind of see what's happening and what's going on. Cloud in the Alps says he is a first timer, used to listen via podcasting.
What's podcasting?
I think he listens to the program via the podcast.
He is one of the few that listen to the recorded shows. He's never experienced a live show before.
Well,
that's
so here's the thing. There's actually fewer people who come to the live show.
Yeah, I know.
We get our numbers through the recording. You know that, right?
We do, and I think
we're on iTunes.
We are on iTunes.
Well,
and I encourage everybody
yes, please.
To please go to the iTunes Is it you have to do it through the software? I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah, you
I
can do it through the software. You're looking at the podcasting app, but so also on iTunes.
You have to rate us.
Rate us and give us a review if you like the show.
Yes, please.
If you've got good things to say. The reason this is important is so that other people can discover the program.
Right.
So the better ratings that we have, the more ratings and reviews that we have, obviously it shows up higher in the charts.
I bet you they have some kind of machine learning thing that has this threshold for doing stuff.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
You know, but if everybody said, hey, I laughed, I cried, I saved $5, that's a pretty good review right there.
You got it. So thank you very much for writing the review. Feel free to copy and paste that.
Cloud in the Alps says, sorry, I'm in France. It's a bit difficult to get here on time. Yeah, that's a long flight.
Yes.
Is my audio good?
Your audio's good.
Am I good? I sound lower than he's than in he the Alps. In my headphones.
Well, that's
all right.
That's fine.
I'm in loudmouth anyway. So it's
for hard. Once in your life, you can be lower than me. Yeah. I'm always lower than you.
You sound lower, but you're higher.
The volume is higher.
Yeah. High energy.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I need to change the high pass filter.
Okay, je vais changer à français maintenant parce que je sais qu'il y a personne qui est français qui écoute maintenant.
Okay.
You got it?
Nope.
Okay.
On peut faire ça. Hey, c'est bon.
Hey.
J'ai besoin de plus de café ici.
No
hey,
hablo français.
We have a friend. We have our friend from South Africa in the house.
What?
Yes, our buddy Morgan has joined.
Oh, my
what
goodness.
What the yes. heck?
What is that?
He says it's his first time. What's this show about?
Nice.
It's okay, Morgan. We'll be gentle.
Absolutely nothing.
We'll be gentle, just like the first time you stayed at Rick's house.
So his wife his wife came to town. Here as a customer doing some stuff with hosting a customer and that sort of stuff that was going on, and I messaged Morgan. I'm like, okay, like I gotta, you know, Kelly wants to meet your wife. Kelly's my significant other. We want to have her over for dinner, and we just couldn't connect on the schedules to get everything done. And it turned out that weekend Kelly was actually away, so I was like a single dad having to share everyone all around. Literally, our visit was me meeting Lindy at the hotel lobby after she had checked out to be able to hand her stuff to give to Morgan, because of course Morgan shopped online and had all delivered to my house.
Right.
I have to give her all that stuff. But then I'm like, well, I got to go, but if you want to chat, why don't you come in the front seat of the car and I'll drive you to where I'm going and chat with you, and then I'll drop you off at the store.
When was this?
And this was on like a Saturday.
Oh, nice.
She flew back out again. So yeah. It was hilarious that, you know, I got a chance to chat with Lindy and chat with all the stuff that's been going on, and then find out that I can only talk to her in the front seat of my Jeep as I'm ferrying kids and dropping them off different places.
That's funny.
Crazy weekend. Insane. Yeah, absolutely insane.
That's our lives now, right now.
Yes.
That's our lives right now.
Very much so.
So, yes, hello to Morgan. Foul Temper joined us.
Mm.
Coming in a little late.
A little late, buddy.
A little late, Foul Temper.
Where's your permission slip?
So all the action items are assigned to Foul Temper. Is that right?
That is correct.
He will need, yes. Yeah, he'll need to review the script at the end of the program.
I hope you can get that new SAP table of contents done in time.
Yes.
Don't get me started on TOCs, okay? I just went to a very bad place.
Nice.
Should we start the program? Do you want to start, since you've already kind of started hinting at From the Trenches, things that we do in our day jobs?
Absolutely.
What does Morgan do in his day job? Do you know? I haven't figured it out yet.
He watches rugby and drinks beer, I think.
Apparently.
That's what he does. He did one of the things that his wife brought over was five or six new beer cups for the beer team six.
Oh, excellent.
So you know how we have those plastic ones you can stack 12 high?
Yeah.
Well, now we have 12. So we can now stack them 12 high
to
carry beer around the house.
If we get six more, could we try stacking them 18 high?
I don't know how tall you can get those things.
Okay.
But still.
I think this needs to be
this will be a test.
Yes.
This will be a test.
Foul Temper saying work is getting in the way of him joining the show.
Yeah, I know, eh? It's craziness.
Apparently he does not have the calendar invite.
Yeah, we
do have a calendar blockout.
There used to be a link. I have to see if I can dig that up again. If we had a dedicated,
you don't know where it is.
We are currently seeking and recruiting someone that wants to be our full-time social media engagement manager. We will pay you half of $1.380 because the other half has to go to our audio engineer.
Wait, that's so right. They're taking it out of my pay?
Yes, because you're not doing your job.
What? Oh, what?
It took you. Well, actually, no. You did meet your SLA today.
That's
true. We were able to go live on time. So,
well, it was a minute after, but that's okay.
So don't worry. It won't kick in for another month or so.
Yeah.
Okay, we pay him $1.380 per month,
yeah.
Not even per show.
No, it's per month.
It's kind of like the it's kind of like what those guys from
Hey, it's a raise. Big Bang Theory. You used to get $1.380 annually.
True, you're like those guys from Big Bang Theory that had to take a pay cut to be able to give more money to the cast members, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, so I think it was the guys took less money so that the women on the show, or maybe it was just so that everybody got.
I think
the
everybody
same
was getting close.
They
to
did that
amount.
On Friends too. I think. Yeah. I recall at, on Friends at one point they somebody took.
They're
a
friends.
To make sure they,
yeah. How could you not? They're friends.
I'll be there for you.
Way to buzzkill there.
What?
Yeah. Scott Stevens joined us on the program. So nice. Now that you've had some coffee in him.
Okay.
Waiting for a chance to
so,
take a drink.
Yeah,
tell
no,
me,
okay.
What's going
so,
on today
so,
from the trenches?
Well, actually, if you go right now to docs.microsoft.com/Azure, click on Linux Virtual Machines, you will notice that there is a brand new TOC on the left. And inside that brand new TOC.
Told you not to talk about TOCs.
Hey, man, I'm telling you about this because like, it's interesting. On that TOC, we've been spending an awful lot of agonizing
time.
You
just got another action item assigned.
Oh, crap. that one's from Lara. What's she saying? Oh, breakouts. I got to worry about it. Okay. So on the left-hand side, some neat stuff that we've done is we've created these things called quick starts. And the quick start tutorial is designed to get you from no knowledge whatsoever of Azure over to having some services you can interact with.
Quickly?
Quickly.
Okay.
As in start up quickly. So it's kind of cool for what that does. And we're doing them both for Azure CLI 2.0 because it's so freaking amazing. And also for PowerShell and Portal too, I think. I have to go back and check. But then there's also the thing that I've been working on a lot is another section called sample scripts and sample code.
Let me guess, there's sample scripts and sample code
there?
There
are sample scripts and sample code.
Okay.
A dozen or more. And there's probably another 40 on the way, according to Scott Guthrie. Actually, I know I got last week. to be able to help create sample scripts to do basic tasks of things.
I don't want to see your task list.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. But the good thing is that we have a bunch of people that are involved to be able to create this. Some phenomenal people over on Apex. Is that, I'm allowed to say that, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's the team name that used to be the... some of the technical writers happen to reside at Microsoft.
Gotcha.
Inside of Apex. And and so they've been doing some awesome stuff to be able to get these scripts ready to go. And that's where I've been focusing my time on. In fact, after the show, I actually have to go to a hackathon, or whatever they call it.
Hackadoc.
To be able to go off and finish some more stuff. And I do have to finish building my SAP TOC.
So everybody that's been listening to the show can ignore this because we already said this, but she wasn't listening because she was in a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So happy birthday, Jane.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glad that she actually bothered to. I mean, she was in the chat room, but she was in a meeting.
She is officially famous because we said
that's
happy
exactly,
birthday.
That's exactly right. Patch and Switch, the official Patch and Switch birthday greetings.
Yep. So this is my PSA for anyone that's listening. If
that's
you're
right.
interested in suggesting some scripts or if you want to write them yourself. Go ahead and try, because we would absolutely love to have some contribution to be able to do some of these things.
Community contribution to not only scripting but documentation is key.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, my main man, Jay Flo, new guy, new Apex dude.
But you're paying him.
I'm not paying him.
No, but
Apex
he's being paid to make the stuff now.
But he actually is looking for community contribution an idea that he has. He's actually posted it out. If you're a member of the Tech Connect Facebook group, he's posted
his
it
Facebooks?
There. Yeah.
Oh, no, Cloud in the Alps has to head home.
Oh, Cloud in the Alps, good to see you. Thanks for joining on the live program.
Catch us on the rewind.
Yeah, catch us on the replay. We'll say hello.
Yes.
And goodbye.
Au revoir.
Yes, what Rick said. I can't figure it out. And enjoy your St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
I don't know if they celebrate that in France, but...
I have no idea.
Corned beef and
oh, I need to ask my wife if
cabbage.
She can. She we bought.
They
corned
celebrate
beef.
It differently in France, don't they?
We
don't they use pate and cabbage? Or something? I don't know.
could be.
I don't know.
Some foie gras.
Okay, he started doing. I was telling the story before the show began.
Oh, what?
So my daughter, I took her to school this morning.
Yeah.
The tweenager, not the teenager.
The
tweenager.
Tween. Okay, the younger one.
And. Tweenager is like, hey, can we listen to the certain radio station? And it's one of those standard kind of commercial. Yeah, exactly. Which is fine by me.
They play the same five songs in a row
all
the
least,
time.
Yes. And then, but they have the Zany Morning Show. You know, it's the Zany Zoo Morning Show.
You know, trying to count the buzz.
Yeah, right. Trying to count the tens. And we're going to call this guy and see how he did on his second date. Yeah. Right? So it's one of those.
Oh, man.
And they actually – this is so distracting. They actually have a guy who does nothing but sit in the background and
They've employed a guy to laugh.
He just laughs. Just and it's not a laugh track because it's oddly timed. If it was a laugh track, they'd nail it right at the right spot. True story, the guy was talking about this date that he went on, and then he managed to get a second date. And there was, he was talking about his date, and there was something really awkward. He made some awkward joke comment. And you could hear the laugh guy in the background going, it just kind of doing this chuckle. It like all just these really odd places. And it's like, it's not funny, dude. It's not. And then, you know, of course, then one of the hosts says something and he's ah! And it became so distracting. I was paying more attention to the guy laughing in the background.
Nice.
So Jared said, yeah, you can't do it. Nice. You're going to peek out on the mic.
You got to choose the right moment.
You got to move your mic down. Yeah.
So anyway. We've asked the audio guy to do nothing except laugh today.
Yeah, who needs a laugh track?
No. You've got.
It was cheery really audio guy.
You're correct, sir. Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work though. He's angry all the time. It just doesn't fit the show.
I love that.
It doesn't fit the show. Oh. Hey, look, Colleen's joined. Shouldn't you be doing something?
Nice. Nice. What about you, man? Did you work this week?
Nope.
Where the heck have you been? Like, you're not online. Sick. You're not answering my chat requests for doing different things.
I've been sick. I had a bit of a touch of the stomach bug that came along with a gnarly headache, and gnarly being close to migraine but not a migraine. And the problem with having the stomach issue is that you can't take ibuprofen because it upsets your stomach, and therefore you're in this place where either you're going to have an upset stomach or a really bad headache, and you really can't do much with either or. Unfortunately, I was in earlier in the week, and then I was here for a little bit Tuesday, and then I left, and I've been out. So we did run some of our webinars this week for the Azure Active Directory Premium stuff, and apparently there have been some technical challenges there. I got to tell a story. One of the services that's used to do our webinars, poor Colleen, she had to call support.
Oh.
And this is not classic IT support, I don't know what is. So she calls support, she explains the problem, and he opens it up on his computer and says, well, it works fine here.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
what would happen if you called support and somebody said, well, it works fine here, what would your response be? Would you be nice?
Oh, I wasn't this week.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think Colleen.
Because I had one of those situations.
Oh, did you have one of those? You're like, it works fine here. You're like, okay.
I got that from one of our internal tools teams, and I sent them every error from the debugger in the web browser, all three web browsers. I said, here's the error. Well, we don't see that error.
I don't see that on my side.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when somebody puts in the ticket, the internet is down.
Yeah,
the whole internet.
I've
whole thing is down.
For my son's lacrosse organization, I'm on the board for, and also do tech support for. We were having the issue of someone trying to register, and they were not getting the registration confirmation emails coming out to say thank you for registering. And I'm like, I was trying everything. I can see it in the logs. It's there. And then finally, I just gave up. And I just like, here, let me create the account for you. Here is the user ID and password, just so you can sign on and be able to get stuff done. It can be very frustrating sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't think I would last very long actually being on the support.
On the phones?
Phones.
Yeah.
I know you did that just recently. I don't think I'd last long, honestly.
You know, it's fine. It's fine with our support because a lot of the stuff, it's not like it's an inbound call. You actually get a chance to look at the ticket and see what's going on.
Yep.
And then you submit it. Then you make the outbound call to the customer or send email or contact them via the web, however they prefer to do it. So it's really not that bad. It's just, sometimes though, you just, as an IT guy, and I did work the phones and I've been on the help desk. I think we've all run some sort of help desk duty. I mean, that's how you start duty. So to hear, oh, looks fine here. That's I can imagine just calling and losing it. Anyway.
I did.
So that was my week. That's the only information that I have is that apparently the webinars, when they worked, they were great. There were some technical glitches, but we're going to fix them. If you haven't joined our webinars, it's aka.ms/AADwebinars.
Nice.
Other than that, you, you mind getting off of Slack there?
I'm not on Slack right now. I'm answering a partner director program manager question.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Oh, did you exact escalation?
Yeah, so I just need to answer this here for a second.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's fine. Yeah, we'll wait.
We'll do it live on the show.
Well, we'll wait. Do you want to tell us what's happening?
Here, share my screen, would you?
Yeah,
No.
What was the question you asked me?
Nice.
What did you ask me?
I didn't.
Did you ask me anything?
I don't want to interrupt you. I mean,
no, it's all right.
We're just doing a podcast here.
Just a podcast. So how are you doing, Joey?
I'm good. Jared, everything going well in your world? Do you have any From the Trenches stories?
Oh, I have a couple that I could
Have you shut down all the servers yet?
We actually shut down a server, yes.
One server?
Well,
congratulations.
No, we shut down not one server, but we ended up shutting down a server that was mismarked in our CMDB.
So it was in the not used, can be shut down?
Well, no, it was in our legal area.
Versus the legal IT.
Well, no, the legal IT area.
We have legal servers and illegal servers.
Yes, we do. And we got to watch out because there's going to be a wall built around those illegal servers.
Easy.
Sorry. So we had a server that was in our legal IT area. Nobody knew what it was. So we thought we
would just... Hey, that's the best way to discover who owns a server.
Is to shut it down.
Shut it down.
How did you get up on the screen?
You're busy.
You swap me out?
You're busy.
Wow.
You're typing.
You lose.
You didn't even notice.
There we go.
You lose.
I just looked up at the screen. That's what it was. There it is.
Yeah, there.
We go. Wait. I love that one. Oh, wait. Joey, where are you going, Joey?
Do I need to put this back here? Yeah, Joey's doing some work.
I know.
So, yeah, we shut it down, but we didn't do the proper steps for, you know, doing a shutdown, and we decommed it instead.
Oh, yeah. I love those situations where, like, you basically just say, okay, let's see who answers. I call that the screen test.
Well, we have a system called screen test.
It works perfectly.
It worked great.
I remember you talking about the screen test concept with us over pints at one point in time.
Yes, and it works well.
Pints.
We'll talk about that's something we'll talk about
in a moment.
Okay. Yes.
Big hello to Pierre Rama.
Yes. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you.
So, yeah, they
AZ Growler guy says if your process was so good, they would have updated the CMDB in the first place.
Not going to point that part out.
Nice.
But, yes, we instead of shutting down the server, we decommed it, caused a major incident.
Oh, were you the cause of a major incident? Major incident.
Exactly. And we have to.
This is for internal stuff, right?
Yes, internal stuff. And we have to go talk to the CIO about what we did and what we learned.
Nice.
Crit-sit.
He caused a crit sit. I love it. Yes. Have you caused a crit sit?
I have not.
Well, that's impressive.
I have not.
I've caused two in the past 5 months.
Oh, well done.
Crit sit.
What's your SLA?
Was it a crit sit one or crit sit two?
Crit sit one.
Wow.
What is your KPI? Now, I mean, what's your goal for the
internal,
year?
Are internal crit sit ones notifying SLT when they go on?
They notify IT SLT, and in one case, it had to be notified to the CFO because we impacted finance for a while.
Wow.
Ooh, don't mess with finance, IT.
Yeah. No, Frank was not happy. He's the right hand of the CFO, and he's the one that integrates with IT, and he was not happy we did that.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we fixed things, and we got everything all caught up. So we didn't lose any data. It just was slow.
For some reason, they don't give me access to a lot of things. And I think it's a good thing. Honestly,
shocking.
You're right.
It is. Normally, if I'm going to screw something up, I just screw up the stuff that I'm responsible for.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's called delegation and compartmentalization, I think it is.
Compartmentalization.
Hey, how about any beer money?
Oh, beer money stuff.
Have you done any support
beer
for people?
Beer money stuff.
I mean, you just told the story about the oath. It was 0365, yeah? Not provisioning, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've done that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
As somebody who does that. Is that a problem for people to create another mail account that they have to monitor and manage for your folks?
What do you mean? Is it difficult to do?
Well, no, what I'm saying is you get pushback because they're like, I already have an email address. I don't need another one.
The way I explain it is basically I don't want people to be using my personal email address for these things, you know?
Okay.
Like most people, I have my public junk account, which is what I use for everything I sign up for. I have my personal email account, which I don't give out to people. And then I have my...
So you get no mail there.
He does it because I don't have it.
And then I have my not-for-profit sporting organization that keeps work in that side of things. And then I don't get any nasty emails from parents that are inside my my work accounts or inside my personal accounts.
Okay. I was just curious because, you know, there's the battle of use this list.
If you set it up for them.
Yeah.
Like, I actually spend tech support to teach people how to get email on their phone, how to get it on their computer. I basically go out of my way when they join to make it so that they understand this is how you get your access to your mail, and let me make it so it's separate inbox, and here's why you want to do it. Let me set up your laptop for you. Let me set up your desktop for you. And then they generally are resistant for maybe about a week, and then they realize, wow, that's so easy.
Yeah.
So
we have the battle of, you know, is there so it's very difficult for us to surprise the girls on the dance team with things because somebody always ends up on an email thread.
Yeah.
And so there's like, no, use this list. It's clean. We know absolutely there's no kid on this list.
Yeah.
Right. And that's been the challenge. So I'm like, hey, well, we've got Office 365 and.
So I actually went and found an article
DLs
from.
And
I forget who it might have been. It's not AZ Growler guy. Who was it?
I don't know.
Who did we have? It's Super Tech Boy.
Oh, Super Tech Boy.
Super Tech Boy actually had an article that I used a little while ago about how to get your how to manipulate and work with distribution lists inside of O365 with PowerShell.
Oh, that's right. You talked about this on the last program.
And so I used the CRM that we have inside of our own external system, dumped out of the email addresses, massaged the files, did a whole bunch of stuff, and then did a whole bunch of creations because the web interfaces don't allow you to make just contact list based DLs anymore. You have to make groups or something like that.
Yeah, you have to use groups.
I did all that and it was fun. And it's been great but then the hard part is having to maintain the damn thing because, oh yeah, little Johnny's moved from team white to team green. So you need to change him off this DL.
Oh, yeah.
However, all the team parent people who are like team managers very much like the fact they just have to say email, you know, Mustangs blue at redmondthecross.com as an example to be able to hit that one team and hit all the parents.
That's a good thing is we don't have all the multiple teams. We just have
110 families, man.
Yeah.
110 families. It's crazy.
Yeah, we just have the one. But, that, you know,
it's well worth it, personally.
But I'm also looking at teams because teams would actually allow us to communicate and it's a mobile device, works on. Is there an Android version? Do we know?
Yes, there is.
There is? Okay.
There is.
Yep. So that gives us a little more real-time communication, particularly when we're at competitions, which it's always hard because you're trying to get everybody to try to sit together. It makes a big difference to the girls when they hear all the yelling and screaming from one place. And then the more difficult thing is going to be we're headed to state in a week from today. I'll be in the Palm Springs of Washington.
There's
Yakima.
There's a...
and apparently the Sun Dome
Springs of Washington.
Yeah, that's the sign. As you
says so. It says so in Yakima. I'm telling you. I'm gonna take a picture.
Have I been? Is Yakima by the Tri-Cities?
It's on the way to the Tri-Cities.
It's on the way.
Okay,
yes.
So I've only driven to the Tri-Cities. I've never stopped in beautiful Yakima.
Drove through it.
I did.
You did.
You saw the sign.
Yes.
Is that where the nuclear test zone is?
No, that's by the Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's Hanford.
Hanford?
Hanford.
Yes, where it glows at night.
It glows at night.
It's too weird green
glow. They're still trying to clean that up.
They are.
I shouldn't laugh. That's not good. But.
No. at any rate, so there's, you know, the communication aspect of, because this this competition, the kids won't have their phones and be able to text their parents, hey, we're getting ready to go on.
Oh, yeah.
And the doors only open every three performances. So,
Thinking
Teams would be good to
I
use
found
for that.
There's an online website tools that basically allows you to make a broadcast list of text messages.
So I have one. It's called, is it Remind?
Remind or GroupMe or I don't know.
What is the one that we use here?
Is Remind? It might be Remind. That sounds familiar.
WhatsApp?
Yeah, it's Remind.
WhatsApp.
So they actually have it set up for Remind, and I actually like it, but some people don't like text messages. So, you're just never going
to
please
my
everybody.
My philosophy is if you have to deal
there's
with
just no pleasing, you.
Pleasing 30 or 50 families at any given time, you're never going to get a consensus. So you just have to make the executive decision. Like you're talking about email addresses. I challenged the program director who works at Microsoft for the club. Hey, do you want to have proper email addresses for all the coaches? And he's like, well, yes and no, because I don't want them. I want to make sure that they get the email messages. I'm like, well, then we update the list and then it's all good. But how do I know if I'm going to check them? It's like, you got to have trust in the system, dude. But he's not a fan. He wants to keep on using other people's personal email addresses for his own deal. You can't keep everybody happy. You move on. And that's been my beer money story.
Big hello to Sean Lowe and, of course, the main man, Mr. Ubiquity himself, JK, Joe Kelly.
Wow. He is. I would put him as a capo. He is Ubiquity capo.
Oh, yeah?
He's not the godfather. That's Troy Hunt.
Right.
Troy Hunt is the godfather of that. He's a capo. He's high up there. He's not like us, the street guys. he's a capo.
We're just the street guys.
We're now all three Ubiquity people.
I think he should be the consigliere, right? Isn't that like the advisor who does all the work?
The magnet?
Magnate.
Oh, it's the guy that sticks to the wall? He's a magnet? What? He sticks to the fridge.
No. No. So
did you have any beer money?
Yes, I did.
What'd you do?
The machine that runs audio for the program.
You finally redid it.
I did.
Oh, nice.
I did reinstall it. In fact, as a matter of fact, since we're talking about beer, let's see if it actually will work here. Let's see if we can.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Okay. I should open a second one.
Can you blow the air horn?
The air horn?
Is it still there?
Oh, God.
Yes. That's you, Mr. Rigsby. I don't even know if he listens to this anymore.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. He's still down in the PDX, isn't he?
He is. He hasn't been ranting about the transportation system recently.
Oh, okay.
So he might have moved on from that. Another one for you.
So, that was my beer money. 15 minutes and 40-odd seconds to do a reinstall of Windows 10 on this machine.
Are you running the insider's build or are you running production?
I'm running production because it's
the production machine.
It's a production machine.
Well said, sir.
At least we try to think that we're production here.
I had one of those situations where I'm about to go into a very large meeting and I had a new build come down on my machine and I had to wait for it to finish after a restart, which was annoying. It's been fun.
Joe Kelly says his new SIG, just a Ubiquity muscle.
Nice.
Nice.
So my question is,
guy saying Rigsby just got engaged, he thinks.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Okay. Would be why he doesn't show up anymore.
Could be.
Has something better to do.
So with the Ubiquity theme of thought that's been going on.
Do you want to move on to...
It's kind of random spending, but it's not. But okay. You guys all know that we all upgraded to it.
This is random spending.
I do have a question. Is it random spending now?
Let's just jump to random spending. Because
we jumped over top of beer talk.
Well, you want to do beer talk after beer money, or you want to do random spending?
Normally, you do beer talk after beer money.
Well, let's do it then. Okay. Well, you were on your Ubiquity thing, so...
Okay, I'll come back to Ubiquity for the random spending piece.
All right, so speaking of beer talk...
How is your beer? Have you done anything with that at all?
So I was just going to ask you, hey, buddy, since it's in your garage... So this is...
Nice, I like that.
This has been a challenge. We had districts.
Okay. It doesn't matter. This is beer we're talking about.
Yes, I know.
And you realize there's a competition coming up.
Yes, that's right.
And we have no time to make another batch. So this is your competition.
We actually have just enough time to make another
batch. You haven't even put your cocoa inside of it, your cocoa nibs.
That's fine. The cocoa nibs, it only takes a week.
Whatever.
So do we know where it is? Did you actually check it after the last show to make sure it wasn't still on the...
Absolutely. And it was on the yeast.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Does it taste okay?
It tastes like yeast. I'm joking. No, it doesn't.
It's okay?
Guess what the numbers are down to.
What's the numbers down to?
Still 10:30. Do you want to try it?
You have it?
Wait, what?
Oh, look at that.
There you go, sir. I was told, if I remember correctly, I was supposed to bring the brown milk for coffee.
Uh-huh.
So there is your brown milk. This is the... How would you describe this? This is your attempt at doing a chocolate shake stout. It's probably overcarbonated. It's warm.
Did you carb it?
Yeah, it's carbed. Because I take care of you. That's what I do.
But can we add flavors after it's carbed?
Yeah, sure. You just can't filter it. What do you think? Is it overly sweet?
No.
I know. It's nice. So even though it's at a 10:30, it actually it does not taste overly sweet.
It is missing the chocolate, but
of course, because you haven't done your chocolate nibs yet.
Want to try it?
Yes.
Take a bigger swig, man. You can't get a good taste on this on just a sip.
The problem is I was on camera.
Nice.
Yep.
I'll just take it out. Okay, that's better.
So now we're looking at an empty seat and Rick. There we go. Thank you. Very nice.
That's a good stout, isn't it?
That's a good stout.
So that is a stout. Very nice. Would you like to try the Mexican?
This is why he was waiting for beer talk.
And this.
So we'll just go to
no.
The chat room.
Look at this. Look at this. Bring it over here. Bring us over there. There you go. Now notice I have a handle on mine.
Is that so you could tell the difference?
That's so I can tell the difference. There's the Mexican stout.
JK says, mason jar beer, this is the Pacific Northwest version of moonshine.
You got it.
The difference is it's legal.
Yeah. So this is the Mexican stout that is similar in style because it is a milk stout with cocoa nibs in it.
AZ Growler Guy, new segment, beer sampling.
And so
we don't have smell-o-vision yet, do
no,
we?
No, no smell-o-vision.
Or taste-o-vision?
Can you smell the difference on this one? Can you smell the difference right away?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
nice,
right away. Right away, you get the cinnamon.
We need a shade on the window here.
You know, this is being broadcast. I don't know
yes,
that
I know.
The shade is going to
No,
help.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's not being broadcast.
It's colored water. It's colored water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
No, because I was getting ready for a more...
There's no heat to it. I don't like that. There's no heat.
So this is a Mexican, it was a Mexican...
Mexican chocolate stout.
Chocolate stout.
And the idea was to make it like a Mexican hot chocolate.
You know, it's almost ciderish. Mm. I was expecting more of the stoutiness to kind of come through, and that's why I was like, that kind of surprised
me. It's lacking the bitters.
That's what it did. You want
to... Yep. He's attached. Oh, now he's moving his camera. He's like rapidly trying to get over here to get access to this stuff.
I'm just going to set that there.
There you go.
That works.
There you go. Got it.
Okay. Anyway, it's actually good.
Not bad, eh?
No.
Can you get the peppers?
I didn't get the pepper. That's the problem. Maybe we could use some essence.
But you could get the pepper, but not the heat potentially. But the pepper taste is kind of lost in that one there.
Buckeye Guy J Flow in the house.
Nice.
Says he wants to try it. Come on down.
Nice.
He's probably WFH mm-hmm. today. But what do you think of that, buddy?
Another stout.
It's kind of ciderish almost, isn't it? Or is that just me?
So that's been sitting a while.
Because you get the cinnamony.
I get definitely get the cinnamon. Hold on, get another stout.
Oh my, he's chugging the stuff now. Look at that.
It's primarily water at 10.3. It may be less water though.
Yeah, I know. So technically, that one there is actually drier than yours.
But
it came down.
It's pretty watery, actually.
Yep.
You know what? I think mine ended up pretty good. I think we just need to cacao the crap out of it.
Yep. That's a new hashtag. Hashtag cacao
the crap out of it.
What do you think? What do you think of it?
I think it's nice.
You think it's a nice stout? I mean,
absolutely.
Do we
need missing
to
the
look
chocolate?
Up bringing,
it's,
I know.
It's,
because this
it'll
is supposed
be completely
to be
different.
Chocolate.
I mean, there's two things you have to do to that. The first thing is the cacao.
Yeah.
Second thing you have to do is
cacao.
The second thing you have to do is vanilla. Either throw a little tiny hint of vanilla.
Yeah, it was just that little hint, and I. Okay.
Very, very light. Very light.
So again, like I'm concerned with what I should be doing for mine to make it better.
I don't think you need to do much more to that.
Add some heat.
I wouldn't
have the heat.
Because
I get
can
the
easily,
pepper taste.
You can get the pepper taste.
Yeah.
You get the pepper taste because I only got the cinnamon. I didn't get the pepper.
I got the.
If
pepper
I got
at
a pepper, if there was any pepper, it was a sweeter side. It wasn't the heaty.
It's definitely not the
it's
heat
the,
of the
it's
pepper.
It's all the sweet. It's all the sweet. There's no heat. I guess we're on a show, eh? We should probably
continue the show. Sorry. For those of you who want to try our beers.
Yes.
On April the 15th here in lovely Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
There is a private competition. It is
invite only.
Brewer's Choice invite only. However,
you can buy your way into being a judge.
You can buy your way into being a judge.
You must be invited by someone you know.
He said, Growler Guy, I'm waiting to hear, hold my beer and watch this. That was before the show. You think, these aren't the only two jars of this stuff that we've had this morning. Nice. There's a reason why we were doing the audio test at 8:45. So the Mexican missing chocolate stout. Mexican pepper. Yeah, it's missing the peppers. Anyway, you can come over April the 15th. I believe it starts at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
If you want more information, you can hit us up.
On the Twitters.
On the Twitters, at Patch and Switch, or, of course, if you have either one of our individual ones
or even
J-Shocks, we can pass along the information. Unfortunately, the pre-buy, save $5, is over.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I missed
that,
too. It's a new
venue. It's actually on the lake this time.
Yeah. Is it?
On the lake.
Okay.
That's a little dangerous.
It was over by the U-Dubs.
Yep, yes. It's definitely over by the U-Dubs.
Oh, is it still over by the U-Dubs?
Yes.
Okay, it's just different venue.
It's just closer
new
to the
venue,
water.
New venue, closer to the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't know if that's a smart thing to get all these folks close to the water.
I don't know. If you want to come on down for a little break and try some really good
homebrews. In the
Seattle
area on April 15th.
And there are really good homebrews in this.
Or if you just want to blow off some steam after completing your taxes.
Sure, it's tax day.
April 15th?
Well, I think the 17th is the official tax day this year.
Oh, okay.
But, anyway.
Very cool.
Let's go talk tech. Let's talk. Are we done with beer?
There we are.
I think I'll just.
So, my question to you is, are you going to brew another batch?
No.
You're just going to leave that one as it is and tweak it and let it sit?
I think it's fine. Yep. Don't you think it's fine?
Well, I think it's the right way to do it. Is we were concerned with getting the right mix and doing all sort of stuff, and I'm like, the beer is always going to taste better if it sits for a bit to let the flavors kind of meld out and do different things.
I think you're right.
I mean, I might do a dry hop with a hot pepper to be able to get some, because I want some heat, just a little tiny bit of heat.
I wouldn't go habanero or anything like that.
I don't know.
I
might do like one habanero just to be able to have something, like not five.
I'd go jalapeno.
There's Sorrento peppers in there right now.
Right, or you could dry hop it with some Sorrento. Those Sorrentos tend to get a little sweet.
Yeah, that's why it's more pepper tasting than that. Anyway, I need some level of heat just to be able to have a little tiny hint of something on there. See where it goes.
Oh, we can try it.
Don't do too much.
No, just
it would just be
just
a single
a touch.
One, right?
Just a touch.
And that's what we're gonna do with the vanilla, right? Because there was the pull out several glasses and I'm just literally thinking a couple of drops.
Yep.
Because vanilla brings out the chocolate. But anyway, okay.
From the tech side,
we'll talk about beer
random
money.
Spending.
Random spending. Let's talk about the ubiquity.
Completely replaced my entire infrastructure.
You did. You got a new cable modem.
New cable modem surfboard. Uh-huh. It's up and running. Provisioned it via chat.
Oh, hang on. AZ Growler Guy says Hatch Chilies, and I think he's dead on there.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not going to overheat it, and they're not sweet.
Nice.
I think that actually could be something you could
thank
go
you,
for.
AZ Growler Guy. I appreciate it. So, completely replaced my surfboard, did it, and was provisioned over chat.
Nice.
And it worked, which is important.
But that's different than provisioning your entire Ubiquiti system over text message with me.
And then I did the Ubiquiti system. And I did it on premises with the installer on my local box. And then it was not talking to different devices. I had to do resets and all sorts of fun stuff like that. So
well, that's odd.
It wasn't being because my machine changed and where I was trying to do it.
Oh,
and I
okay.
do it up in the cloud. So I did the presenting in the cloud. And finally, you know what? I said, screw it. I bought the key as well.
Oh, did you?
So I now have a key.
You have the key?
I've got the cloud key in my house that now talks to the cloud service up there. And
so
it's good.
Back
and
it
it's
up.
Now provisioned.
Back it up.
Yeah.
Right now, unfortunately, the cloud key is kind of known for occasionally losing its config, which will change the configuration of your entire network.
Oh, nice.
So you'll want to back that up.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
So I've got that Ubiquiti system up and going and happy and fun. Some other random spending that I did recently was I picked up another fish tank.
So your hobby with just a few fish, a couple of which died, you got a new tank.
Actually, all my fish died. Every single one of my fish died.
This is shocking.
I apparently somehow managed to get I think it's called velvet infection, which is more aggressive than...
Is that like a velvet Elvis?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's more
we're keeping
devastating.
You awake, Jay Shaw.
It's like the equivalent of the Ebola for the fish tank, I think.
Gotcha.
It's a parasite that now is inside my small tank that I now need to basically let it cycle out because I can't treat my tank with medicine because I've got coral in there.
Right.
And then once it's been cycled out, I can put fish back in there again.
Okay.
While I was waiting for that to happen, a phenomenal deal came up. And so I got the phenomenal deal, and I now have a 46-gallon tank.
Holy crap. So you got an even bigger tank.
So basically, I started off with a small, like, 18 or 15-gallon tank, and now I got a 46-gallon tank.
Holy crap, that's huge,
it's not that bad. It's actually quite nice. But my wife comes back from a weekend away, and she sees
fish
tanks side by side, and she's like, "Rick,
what did you do?
What did you do? Mm-hmm. Step away from the cash machine
from the fish tank."
So, I'd like your credit card, please.
Yeah. So, so I now have a 46-gallon tank. But as I said, don't worry, honey. This is my forever tank. So,
he's not going to have that about
his forever tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't picture it getting much larger. That's for sure. It's a nice bow front. You know, it's got a nice curve to it. It's looking nice. It's now about ready to start to receive some new inhabitants. That's what's going on for some random spending that I've been doing. And I also bought a GPS receiver, USB-based GPS receiver, and a surface mount for the car.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to be driving a 26-foot truck.
That's right.
To Disney.
Yes. And so you want people to be able to track where you're going?
But more importantly, I want to have good old-fashioned... I still have a copy of Streets and Trips.
Oh, okay.
And I love Streets and Trips.
You know, Waze is really good, right?
But this is better for me to basically plan where will I be if I drive for 4 hours and what's around me and what can I go and visit to be able to plan. It's like having your own travel agent, basically.
Yeah. Streets and Trips is awesome.
Do they
update it?
I don't know if they update it anymore. I don't think they do. It's decommissioned now. But anyway, so I've got a surface mount to be able to run Streets and Trips on it, surface car charger adapter, and I'll be planning my route. To get down there.
Excellent. Joe Kelly saying, back on the Ubiquiti stuff, keep in mind the backups that happen on the key itself are wiped if you do a hard reset. So pull the SD card and put it in a machine to test pulling the backup off it. So
nice.
The show is as much about tech and IT as the Grand Tour is about cars.
Wow.
This is about, we talked about GPS.
So I've got another question for you about the Ubiquiti.
Yes.
I've read that you have to open up a whack of stuff to be able to make it so that you can have a open NAT capable Xbox connection.
So
otherwise you're stuck at a medium or moderate.
I'm on moderate and nothing. I've heard no reports of anything not working correctly.
Is there an advantage to going up to an open as opposed to moderate?
On open, everybody can connect to you and you can connect to everybody. On moderate, there may be problems if you're the host.
Correct.
But you can always connect.
So,
and the thing is if you've got the right ports open.
I didn't open any ports.
Okay. Well, so, and that's the beauty of it is that I actually had done some port forwarding and stuff, and then I just took it out.
Yeah.
It still because works. Because everything was working fine.
Because basically, obviously, it's all UPnP is turned off, obviously.
And this is one of the things that I've been reading a bunch because I was sick when you were messaging the group about this, and I was looking at posts, and you can actually turn it on. You actually have to pull a copy of the JSON file, make modifications, and then upload it back in. There is actually a command you can run, but if your device is reset, then you'll lose it.
Yeah.
But most people are like, it's enterprise grade. You don't really need it. As a matter of fact, Xbox One's UPnP integration has not been particularly good. So a lot of people are just like, don't do it.
Yep.
But there is, I believe, on the Ubiquiti roadmap, I do believe I saw that there is going to be a configuration option. So if you decide to go that route.
But I
do know that with the degree of Minecraftiness that is done in the house, particularly chat over Minecraft, there's not been an issue.
Okay. Yep.
I've had zero issues with mine.
And you've played quite a bit of Siege lately, haven't you?
I've played a ton of Siege, and I haven't done any special settings. Now, one thing I did different is because I have two Xboxes, I have one connecting to a specific SSID off the access point.
Yep.
And it's on a separate VLAN from my main network. And I have the one in my bedroom that's hardwired.
Right.
On yet another VLAN. So I've got them on 5 and 6.
Yep.
But then they go out to the internet. They just don't see anything else on the network.
That's
which
nice.
Is what I wanted.
Oh, so they don't see anything internal.
I might consider going that route because I had the request from the soon-to-be teenager twins that they want to have a space that they can call their own because the older teenager son takes over the back room with the Xbox, and Kelly and I are getting tired of having the rest of the Xbox crew in the main living room. Mm-hmm. So we're going to convert the guest room upstairs into a second Xbox playing and viewing room. That's the plan. So we're actually going to be losing our TV in the brewery, just so you know.
What?
Huh?
Since football season's over, we are losing the TV in the brewery, in the garage.
Will we get it back?
I don't know.
I have a TV I can bring over.
So either bring it over or maybe we throw some money in the pot and buy like a $200 TV.
I've got one I was going to put in my guest room, but my guests don't. I mean, AZ Growler guy doesn't need a TV in the guest room when he comes over.
So anyway, I'm going to get that set up this weekend in anticipation for their birthday party extravaganza. And they're like, so we get another Xbox? I'm like, no, we already have two. We're good.
AZ Growler guy asks, need random spending advice, need a new headset for the Xbox Go. I'm going to say the Turtle Beach. I believe it is the X07. I'm actually looking at that right now. Yeah, the X07 Pro.
I didn't go Turtle Beach.
It is $97 right now, but when I bought it, it was 60-something. It was on sale. So if you watch it, it'll go on sale. Though the X01 is just as good at 50. I like it because I can turn down or turn up my microphone so I can hear very similar to when we're doing
the show here. It's a little device you have in the bottom of the controller does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ratio of game audio, and then it's also got a little bass boost, which is great for Rainbow Six.
Bass boost.
Yes, exactly.
I've noticed ever since I've gone to the headset, using the headset with Siege, I can actually hear where opponents are.
Oh, right, totally.
It's awesome.
It's actual surround stereo sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, JK, Joe Kelly says, talking about that same 7 Pro, XO7 Pro, and he does mention the downside. It's hard to hear stuff outside, and you don't get... Joe Kelly, you should check that, because there is voice feedback in that.
Yep.
At least there is in mine. Voice. You just have to turn it up where you can hear your own voice so you don't feel like you're yelling.
Nice.
Pierre is offering a nice 27-inch CRT if we want it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Credenza 27-inch CRT.
How much they weighed having to move those things around?
Oh, imagine what it would take to get a ship down here.
Yeah. Interoffice mail.
I don't even think they would do it.
It could probably do something.
They'd cut open a whole bunch of the envelopes.
Yeah.
They wrap it.
Yeah, just duct tape. Duct tape worked great.
So that would be my advice, AZ Growler guy.
That's just the headset you're talking about, right?
Yes, that's it.
So I picked up the HyperX Cloud 2 gaming
headset.
So
that was, you grabbed that at the store, right?
The HyperX Cloud 2 was off of the Amazonians.
Okay.
And that one there is the one that my son wanted to pick up. And it works well because the mic is detachable. You don't have to have it on. It's got nice little memory foam over-the-ear pillows, if you will. And it's been working quite well. It's relatively light, and it's what I would call a stupid headset. It's just simply a proper pinned out adapter to be able to plug into whatever it is that you happen to have, so it works there.
Yeah.
He loves it, and he's actually really ticked off me because I use it all the time.
when it's each time.
He's like, Dad, get your own.
Yeah.
So I opted not to go for the ones that were inside the store because really it was comparable in price if I went and shopped around.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really that much.
So I was looking at the standard Xbox One version, which is pretty good. I hear a lot of very positive things about it.
My mic broke on mine.
Oh, did it?
It was one of the original ones that came out when the Xbox One came out, and it finally died on me.
Yeah, so when I went to look, when I went to pick mine up over the holidays when we were playing Siege multiple times daily, they were out at the company store, and I'm like, oh, I was going to spend, I think it's $50 there or something.
Yeah,
and then when I went to the Target, says the Turtle Beach was on sale.
Oh, nice!
For I want to say it was like $65 or something. It was a $100 headset in the '60s, and it was an online price. The store it rang up normal price. I'm like, but on Target.com and on the Target app, it says this. And I'm like, oh, okay, there you go. So that was nice.
One of the reasons why it's not going to be that strenuous to have the Xbox moved out of the main room is because of the other random spend that I did on your advice.
Yeah,
the Roku.
Okay, so which one did you get?
The one you recommended. I went for just the streaming stick.
The stick, 33. Not the Steam, the streaming stick, the actual.
3600R.
Yep, the 3600. Okay.
Yeah. So that one there. And my wife took it away with her to the cottage she was at. And they have internet at the cottage, and it was great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And then she says the hardest part is just making sure you have all the right credentials plugged into all the different services. So she managed to figure that out, and she loves it. So I haven't used it yet, but she's loved it.
Sean though mentioned that he needs to upgrade to an Xbox One. Just saw the Minecraft one, might have to pick that up. I'm also looking to upgrade to an Xbox One S to replace the 360 that's downstairs.
Yes.
So that when the kids are playing, I can actually get on and play, because I haven't been able to play Rainbow Six because
exactly. the kids are on the machine. Yeah, so my kids are going through a big GTA thing right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have the S in my bedroom, and I have the original Xbox One out in the living room.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I'm looking at...
Can you ever have too many Xboxes in the house?
Yes, you can.
I'm actually looking at picking up the Halo Wars version.
Oh yeah,
because nice. I do like the color of the console.
The color and the graphics are good.
Yeah, so it looks kind of cool. Have you guys played Halo Wars? I know we talked about this on the show. I'm actually looking to get it. Halo Wars 2. Order it online because the one that we have at our store doesn't come with the Windows 10 version.
Order it, double check the online store.
Yeah.
Because you should get a code for that, should work for both.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. You have to order from the online store versus picking up the hard media. Because I checked the hard media and they've got the version that has Halo Wars 1 and all the expansions.
I can't even remember the last time I bought a physical disc anymore.
I was just there, right? I was like, oh, I want to do this. And I was getting ready to go on a trip. So I was going to buy it.
What upset me, I'll say this. I bought. The Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah.
And I've started kind of playing it to try and get to play with Danny Pye.
Yeah.
It was full price if you bought digital. You saved like $20 if you bought the media.
Mm-hmm.
Yet then they have to ship out this thing, and I have this disc I have to throw in every time.
That's a pain.
It's a pain in the ass. And I'm like, I was willing to forego the savings.
I heard that.
You heard that?
I heard that.
Can you make sure to bleep that, please?
Yeah, will you quack that out, please?
Yeah. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. Pain in the...
Oh, I did.
Pain in the...
All right.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
I'll find the loon at 56 minutes.
Nice.
And speaking of 57 minutes, let's ask the chat room for three work safe words. To name the program that's happening in a fortnight. And am I here? I have to look.
Are you?
I have to look. I will be here. Yes, I will be here.
Nice.
Are you going anywhere for spring break?
Is it? That's what it is? Spring break?
It's the week after the show, the next show. So it's in 3 weeks' time.
So what is it?
The 31st.
Starts the 3rd. Spring break starts April 3rd.
April 3rd?
Oh, sorry, April...
March 31st is our next show.
Yes.
I'm here for that show.
Yeah.
I leave on the 1st to drive that 26.
Oh, that's right. You're going to California.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, what fun.
It is to ride.
It's the most magical place on earth. I'll have to give you some pro tips.
Please, Mr.
We'll
Ledwig.
We'll do that on the next show.
Mr. Ledwig has already given me ideas on where to find the best tiki.
Well, of course. It's the place at the Disneyland Hotel. I forget the name of it. I can totally see it, too. Anyway, continue on.
I like credenza. That's a good word there.
Siege credenza stout. Let's do that. Siege credenza stout.
Make it so.
You got it.
Will be the program in a fortnight's time. So we'll do that. We'll spend some time on the next program. I'll give you some Disneyland tips because we were going every year.
Yeah.
Pierre, it's not Patty with a T. It's Patty. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank goodness. Fairbridge just jumped in and corrected it. Yeah, that drives me crazy, too. That drives me crazy, too. But I'll give you some pro tips, things that you have to do.
What was the name of the...
It sounds like we need to make a beer called the Siege Credenza Stout.
That would actually be a good beer name, wouldn't it?
With
Joe Kelly is the one that brought that up.
With essence of gun smoke.
No.
We can get...
No.
You don't
no.
want black powder no. in your beer. Trust
no.
me.
No.
No,
I've
you
eaten
don't.
Black powder before. It's not a fun time.
Hey, look, the band.
Hey.
They're back from their strike.
Nice.
And with that sound, Trader Sam's, you're right, Sean, thank you. So with that sound means we've come to the conclusion of another exciting episode, the Patch and Switch Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening, especially our main man, J.K., Joe Kelly, Foul Temper, Ed Sposito, Sean Lowe, happy birthday to Fair Brent, Pierre Roman, AZ Growler Guy, Buckeye Guy, J. Flo, Desired by Life, Cloud in the Alps, a first time, a long time, good to see you, One Wise Geek, Kowski, MVP, Vizio MVP guy, Claudia, Kevin Hoyle, Scott Steven, another newbie on the show, and of course, Colleen, it's time to get back to work. I think I've got everybody. That's it. Until we see you on the next program, have a weekend, everybody. Hey, you want to try some of this beer?
More beer.
Are we off the air yet? Where is that?
It's Somebody mute it.
Where's the beer? Multipass.